This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The people of Illinois are about to get to better know Alan Keyes. He is a two-time presidential candidate, and he used to have his own radio show. But despite having now accepted the Illinois Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate, he's never lived there. He's a Marylander. Democrats hoot that Mr. Keyes will be a carpetbagger, which is what he called Hillary Clinton when she ran for the Senate in New York, although she had never lived there. Alan Keyes took issue with that comparison last night on All Things Considered.
It was, as I understand it, a quite calculated move. She looked at other states, she worked on this, and others did for months. They then planned what they were going to do to gin up support in New York to serve her personal ambition and agenda. I'm serving no personal ambition or agenda of my own in this. This hadn't even occurred to me until people in Illinois approached me and said they had a need.
So the standard in Illinois and New York is this. As long as you live there by Election Day, you can run for the Senate even though you don't live there now. Here's a question for our explainer editor, Slate's Andy Bowers. Which other states allow the same thing?
All states do. The U.S. Constitution has only three requirements for senators. They must be at least 30 years old, they must have been U.S. citizens for 9 years, and they must be inhabitants of the state they represent at the time of the election. The standards are similar for representatives, although they only have to be 25 with 7 years of citizenship under their belts. These rules are dictated by the Constitution because the framers wanted what the Supreme Court has called a uniform national legislature. Over the years, various states and even Congress itself have attempted to beef up the requirements for service. In 1967, the House refused to seat Representative Adam Clayton Powell Jr., a New York Democrat, after his reelection due to various accusations, including the alleged misuse of travel funds. But the Supreme Court ruled that only the Constitution governs members' eligibility for office. During the term limits movement of the 1990s, Arkansas attempted to restrict senators to 2 terms and representatives to 3. But again, the U.S. Supreme Court found Arkansas's limits unconstitutional. Writing for the court, Justice Stevens argued that such a change would require amending the Constitution. So carpetbagging remains a constitutionally protected right. However, even if Alan Keyes is elected after a hasty relocation, he won't have a record anything like that of a 19th-century senator named James Shields. Between 1849 and 1879, the Irish-born Shields served as a senator for Illinois, Minnesota, and Missouri. He was also briefly governor of Oregon when it was a territory.
That explainer from Andy Bowers. He is a Slate senior editor.